Hi, this is John Young. Thanks for listening to this recording. This comes from a phone call to introduce participants on the call to the Nature Mentoring call series and the related website training out of the H. Shields Institute. I run the H. Shields Institute with my wife, Nicole, and Mark Morey, my associate from Vermont, and numerous other people who've been working in the H. Shields Art of Mentoring community over the last 30 years. We've worked for the last several years on a model to train community leaders, elders, family members, youth, stakeholders, business leaders in community in nature connection mentoring as well as cultural mentoring. And we've shared this model worldwide. It exists in numerous places in German-speaking countries. It's moving into South Africa. It's been begun in New Zealand and Australia. And it's all throughout North America and the Hawaiian Islands. There's over 100 affiliates working with this model now worldwide. And we're all associated together under the work of Coyote's Guide to Connecting with Nature. The epilogue of Coyote's Guide describes a process called regenerative community design. It talks about the context of nature connection mentoring, and that is community development. In this call series that we've launched now, as of September 2nd, we address both nature connection mentoring routines as well as cultural mentoring routines, as you'll hear. This call begins right after RDNA instructor David Haig delivers a Thanksgiving address, which is the beginning of each call. And he talks about bringing everyone's mind together. We always start with a cultural mentoring element like that to kick off all our calls. At the end, after I share my piece, you'll hear the voice of Deborah Lindsay, who is the outreach coordinator for this call series. And you'll also hear a little bit from Dave Shaw, who's one of the technicians and key players behind the scenes in developing all the moving parts and pieces of the web aspects and call aspects, as well as cultural mentoring aspects of the H. Shields Nature Mentoring Call Series. We took a little bit of time to develop the vision for you in this program. You'll hear about an hour of material. It will begin with my own story, a little bit about how I got involved in Nature Connection Mentoring, a little bit about the role that mentoring played in my life, my own mentor, Tom Brown, and how he inspired me to focus on exploring cultural and coyote mentoring as my career, which I have done for over 30 years now. Talks a little bit about the awareness, the growing awareness in the modern world, the Western world, sparked primarily by Richard Louv's book, Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. Talks about the growing awareness that nature connection is really important. And it also talks about the bottleneck in the Western culture for finding people who are effective as leaders to bring people back to nature connection mentoring. Talk a little bit about Coyote's Guide and how Richard Louv wrote the foreword to that. Now that's propelled our movement into a position of leadership in helping communities, nature education facilities, work towards best practices in effective nature connection mentoring. So a lot of thanks to all the folks who made this call series possible. We've run a couple of calls now, and we're very, very excited about what's happening. And we're really excited to get more people involved and to reach around the world sharing the best practices of nature connection and cultural mentoring. So, yeah, be prepared. I mean, I know it's a major commitment to join this call series, so I figured, you know, having the opportunity to listen to this whole thing will really help you. So, enjoy. And again, you'll be listening first to the closing of the opening greetings by Dave Haig. Thanks for your interest, and I hope you enjoy this hour-long presentation on our call series.
Let's turn our hearts and minds to the oneness, the spirit that connects us all. Gratitude for being a part of this great big mystery together. Well, I've done my best to bring our hearts and minds together here and wipe any road dust that you might be experiencing, or phone dust, I guess. I invite you to take a deep breath and think of something that I missed, because I'm sure there's a lot. And let's send our hearts and minds out to those things, a big blanket of gratitude across the universe, so that everything can feel how glad we are that it's here.
Thank you, Dave. Really nice. This is John Young speaking to you from Bonnie Doon, California. I believe Dave was just talking to us from Point Reyes, California. Beautiful blue sky evening here. I see the sun on the redwood trees out there on the very tops of them, a dark golden color as it's going down over the Pacific. And live on the first ridge off of the Pacific here. So sunsets are particularly beautiful. Welcome all of you who are calling in from the Hawaiian Islands all the way out to the east coast and up to Alaska, and again, thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us tonight and to hear some stories and hear a little bit about what it is that we're going to offer with our H. Shields Institute phone call series and support through the internet and other processes that we've taken some time to develop for you all, and hopefully it'll help. I'm excited to share it with you, and I'm looking forward to getting into the meat of it, and I just want to make sure Dave takes care of any last-minute things that he might need to tell you, just so that we can go into it smoothly from here.
All right. Well, again, welcome, everyone. Everyone is on mute except for John and myself right now. And if you want to share something, just hit the 1 number on your keypad, and then we'll see that you're getting our attention. We'll unmute you. And that's about it for me. Welcome aboard. Let's get going.
Great. Well, super. I really excited about this call. It's been, oh gosh, I think probably almost 6 years in the works to get to the point that we're on tonight. You know, I've for those of you who don't meet me, I scan down this list, and I know so many of you very well, and I'm really happy to see so many friends on here. That I've been working with for so long in so many different places and ways. And I see also on the call there's a lot of people who have put a lot of energy into helping other people with mentoring and helping people connect to nature. So I want to start by honoring you and thanking you for that. And anybody here who's thinking about, you know, how can I better my connections with the natural world and my community and strengthen that experience for others in my community, you've come to the right place. And even if tonight, you know, you don't care about any of that and you just want to sit and listen to us, that's fine, too. I welcome you for that, too. We're just welcome everybody, and everyone's here for a good reason, I'm sure. I've been doing Nature Connection work now since I was 18 years old in an official capacity. And that was in 1978, and now I think that makes it... a while, 32 years later. I helped Tom Brown open the Tracker School in 1978, and I saw the impact that people connecting to nature in a deeper way, well, I saw what happened to them. I saw a light turn on in their eyes and saw them leave at the end of the week transformed by an experience that maybe at that point I was taking for granted in my life. You know, I had access to an incredible mentoring experience as a boy. It started with my grandmother and great-aunt and grandmother on my other side, and went, you know, with my neighbor up the street. And then when I moved at the age of 10, I met Tom Brown on a street corner, and he mentored me for 7 years in a very, very profound way. The other people who were mentoring me, I think, were passing on what was done for them in the same way that Tom was doing it for me. That was clear, and they were doing the best that they could. I think, you know, everyone who was serving me in that way were basically people who loved me, who cared about me, who were in my neighborhood or who were in my family. And I didn't really think anything of it. You know, I think in the years 1960 to 1971 when I moved, a lot of us kids were outside all the time, and Richard Louv writes about this in his book, Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. And he writes about that, and he says, you know, that we all, anyone who grew up that way, just kind of playing outside, you know, we probably had this loose culture of unintentional nature connection going on around us and happening as a kind of default mechanism. And you might say it was the leftover end of a 200,000 year tradition that followed every single family line of every single human being on this planet since humans first appeared. Mentoring was the primary way that people learned. It was pretty much the dominant way that cultures operated, providing a very, very important surface area for every child. And every child that grew up in an intact culture of this variety had, you know, dozens of really good mentors in their lives. I'm part of a panel of experts on mentoring that meet every January in Seattle, part of the Guiding Lights organization, the Guiding Lights Network. And a couple years back, we all sat, 75 of us, and as you know, experts in mentoring from around the world in different fields, from business to martial arts, military, you know, a variety of things, including me, performing arts. We were all talking about mentoring. And you know, what was interesting for folks was that, you know, they all had a story. Every single person who is now a mentor of note, if you will, all had a mentor as a child and who made a significant impact on them. Stayed with them for a number of years in some capacity, whether it was once a week, you know, for a choral practice, or every day, you know, as a drill sergeant in the military, or a martial arts master, or, you know, it didn't really matter. The stories were the same over and over again. Everybody remembered that the reason they were mentors was because they themselves had been mentored. And they could really basically say, each one of them, that, hey, I know I'm here because of my mentor. And when we did an informal poll of the participants of the event, and, you know, it was amazing to see that most people couldn't remember that if they had a mentor or not. They didn't really know what mentoring was. And when I started to tell stories of grandmothers and uncles and aunties and things like that, and little things that happened in various people's lives, including my own, they would all start to get a little light on in the ride, and they say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I had some of that. Okay, yeah. And people started to remember these little shreds or tattered ends of a cultural legacy that followed people to this day. Whether they're native people of this continent or people descended from other lineages in other places, or more likely multiple lineages from multiple places, all of us come from a mentoring lineage. And again, going back in time far enough, we would find maybe 5,000 years ago, 99% of the world's population would be experiencing multiple significant and dynamic mentors in their entire life, not just a few years in the military or a couple years in a martial arts experience or a coach in high school sports. We would all be saying, if we turned the hands back and followed back to our ancestors 5,000 years ago, go up any genetic line behind you, and you would be sitting with your ancestors and ask and interview them, and they'll say, oh, yeah, once I understand what mentoring is, they would say, yes, of course, that's what we all do. That's the only thing we've ever known. That's what we do. That's what it means to be human. That's what it means to live. That's the way of life, whatever they would say. It would basically say that we as humans, of course, this is what we respond to. This is what's best for us. And, of course, if we went back 5,000 years, we would find also that nature connection, they'd look at you. Why do you even need to talk about nature connection? You know, we don't talk about the air we breathe, so we're not talking about nature connection. It's basically the same for us. You know, without a vital nature connection within every person, we can't thrive as a people. You know, that would be basically, that's a basic understanding in indigenous wisdom, you know. And up until the 60s and 70s, children were still on the tattered remnants of the end of a lineage of mentoring and nature connection. And it was happening, as I said, by default in the Western world. And then when media got really good and computers started showing up in multiple rooms and houses, as well as televisions and video games and, you know, all kinds of interesting devices people carry around now, iPhones, you know, little mini video games, then the economy turned a little bit and we got a lot busier and, you know, other things happened. Like we all started moving away from our extended families in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And we started living in our nuclear families, pursuing careers and whatever. Or our cultures, you know, changed and joined to become modern, joined up with the, you know, what was happening, and our kids went to school and on. And pretty soon the next thing that happens is that we're disconnected, and we're disconnected in many, many ways. And it has everything to do with the fact that culture eludes us. We don't really see what it is. We don't really know what it is. We don't really think about how it impacts us on a day-to-day basis. You know, we're just kind of living our lives, going through our everyday. And then all of a sudden we wake up in 2010 to some amazing statistics about autism and nature deficit disorder and so many other things, ADHD and the amount of money that people have to spend on drugs just to keep kids able to focus, and kids falling down from walking off sidewalks because they're not used to walking on uneven surfaces, and 80% of the population in an urban setting in the United States now, and nobody really basically having nature as part of their lives at all, and, you know, three generations of loss of nature connection mentoring in our culture, all of a sudden it seems kind of dismal, and it's like, oh my God, you know, what do we do? In 2007, Richard Louv wrote our foreword for Coyote's Guide to Connecting with Nature, and Coyote's Guide is out there. I hope each of you has a copy of that book and, you know, has thumbed through it. It's being translated to German now, and it's going through its final edits, and it'll come out in two books in Germany, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And, you know, the book is the end point of a consensus process that my co-author, Evan McGowan, who is the main storyteller, was an integral part of, and Ellen Haas was also part of, and, you know, Ellen I can credit. She probably started poking me about 14 years ago, telling me we had to write this story, we had to write this book, we had to write this method and get people doing it, and we had to help the people who didn't have any access to it. And, you know, I agreed, but I was afraid. You know, I was afraid that if we wrote it down, people might actually, you know, read it word for word and take it as a manual and try to apply it as a formula in that moment exactly off the pages, and it scared me. And, you know, it's what happens to oral tradition and culture as it passes through time. And, you know, we have all these methods that come from cultures around the world that reconnect people to nature and reconnect people to themselves and to one another. And Coyote's Guide is full of these recipes and philosophies around on how to think about this and how to go about it, because three generations lost, we need some help getting ourselves back on track. And Evan very brilliantly came along and said, hey, what if we use the metaphor of music for this journey instead of the metaphor of tracking, because, you know, people will relate to music. Everyone knows how to sing Happy Birthday. Everyone's a musician in their heart. You know, I said, well, give it a crack, Evan. And he wrote a piece, and he sent it to me. And Ellen said, Evan's, you know, doing a great job, and she was mentoring him in writing. And, you know, I read his words, and I said, yeah, this is great. This is perfect. Evan is totally the guy for the job. Let's work together. And the three of us combed through that book word for word to make sure that it was fully represented the Coyote mentoring lineage that I was raised with and what my research uncovered. And Ellen made sure that it was true to a form of organization and clarity that could help other people access it. And, you know, Evan told the beautiful stories from his life and his experience, and, you know, that really fit the bill. And the book is getting really good reviews, and we're really excited about it. And Richard Louv says it's good medicine for nature deficit disorder, and these are the experts. They've been doing it for 25 years. You know, I've just been writing about it and asked them, and we got a little scared from all that exposure and thought, well, now the demographic is 45 million people who have heard of Richard Louv's book and nature deficit disorder, and there's 45 million people who are concerned about it, and that's a significant number of people in the United States. That's 15% of our population. And suddenly, you know, we are here, all of us in this call, on this phone call tonight, you know, we're here with the light shining in our direction and people looking to us and saying, well, help us fix our kids, you know, and that's what I'm hearing everywhere I go. And I travel the world now and share nature connection and cultural mentoring around the world. And, you know, I make people aware that we have to keep this as part of our culture going forward. We have to revitalize it. We have to bring it back where it's missing. The way a body needs calcium for bones, human beings need nature connection for their well-being. Their spiritual connection to Earth gives them the desire in their heart to take care of it as well. So for both environmental regenerative reasons as well as health reasons, our conversation tonight is vital. I have been a mentor since the age of 18 in a conscious way, mentoring people now 32 years, some of whom I still am in communication with. My longest running conversations are still going. Tom Brown is still mentoring me. I'm 50 this year. He's 60. He's still in touch with me. We're still working in this way. It was brought to my attention by Andrew Ford, who founded the Wild Lord Program a few years back, I think it's 5 years ago now, that, hey, Tom Brown mentored you with the telephone. Why don't you consider the telephone as a mentoring mechanism? And I started to think about, you know, how have I been using the telephone already for the last 20, 30 years? And I realized that, you know, he's right. I'm still mentoring people by telephone. I'm still on the phone picking it up and talking to people in other parts of the world and helping them with their issues as they move on their journey. And I'm still mentoring very advanced trackers, some of whom I've been working very closely with 16 and 20 years. And I'm very proud of that fact that we have a very big network of closely mentored people who are now turning and closely mentoring others. And, you know, I feel really, really good about the fact that we were able to identify and make conscious, unconscious mentoring processes. And I stand behind Coyote's Guide with great pride, and I'm proud of Evan, I'm proud of Ellen, and I think that book has a lot to offer you. Okay, all that said, we have a problem to solve, and that is this. I think we counted about 120 or so affiliates who are using Coyote's Guide and admitting to that. Not ashamed to say, yep, I learned this from Art of Mentoring, and I learned this from Wilderness Awareness School, or from Wilderness Youth Project, or Vermont Wilderness School, or I learned this from White Pine Programs, or I learned it directly from John Young, or whatever. I learned it from Coyote Tracks, or I learned it from the Children of the Earth Foundation, from Rick Berry, and, you know, wherever people learned it. They're proud to say, I own this process, and I'm willing to bring it to others, and I'm part of a network of people who are doing this, and we want to identify ourselves now as a kind of an emerging field, a movement that's emerging with a set of tools that's completely missing from our greater culture. And we don't say that arrogantly, we say that humbly, and we say that in the spirit of service, that we really want this to reach many, many more people than currently have the opportunity to be blessed by the experience that that some of us have had. And, you know, for every person that I can point to had a profound nature connection mentoring journey and experience by the benefit of others, kindness and love and commitment to them, there's probably a million times as many who don't have access to it at all. And, breaks my heart. And I think it probably breaks yours when you think about it, too. And I feel very committed, deeply committed, to turning that number of 115, 120 affiliates who are working with these tools to 100,000 affiliates working with these tools in my lifetime. And obviously, I can't do that alone. And I need you. We need you. And we need help doing this. There's no way it can be done without the commitment of stakeholders from communities and regions working together to help rebuild the culture of nature connection mentoring. So that's my preamble to what I want to share with you and the vision that I have for going forward here with this call series. I believe so much in this call series. Andrew convinced me to do a small-scale program through Wild Lore that was wonderfully powerful for those who are involved, and those people are on the call tonight, a number of them, and I'm really glad to hear your voices and to see your names out there. Really happy to have you guys as part of my extended mentoring network, and I know you'll be friends and family for my lifetime. And No, I know that that worked well, and I honor Andrew for that because he did a fantastic job of maintaining that. And in the beginning, it'll be me a lot, but I see myself working myself out of a job quickly as we run a four-part series to visit different communities to help jumpstart their community activity. And even though our barn dance might have 250 people bursting at the seams the third Saturday of the month here on the coast side of California in Pescadero, unincorporated Pescadero, on Pie Ranch. And, you know, though our festivals that we have, you know, the Strawberry Festival over at Ned's Farm, Blue House Farm, you know, might end up with 150 people in a day, you might be sitting there by yourself somewhere, like Matt Goff. Maybe you're sitting up there in Alaska saying, well, who's going to come to my barn dance and who's going to show up at my festival? It's just me. Well, what we're hoping is that you guys will bring two or three people with you when you come onto this call so that you're not alone in your community. And I greatly encourage you to come as part of a team, three, four, five people from a community. The spirit of this is that, you know, we want to have some of your community on the Monday night call, some of your community on the Thursday night call, all around a zip code or a series of you know, local zip codes that are near each other.
Can you still hear me?
And then have you guys work with me and my team here in California to help jumpstart your processes in your region as well. And that's the intention. That's the hope. We'll be working with Maestro.com. As you can see, it has the ability to break you out into small groups and for you guys to have an experience of what it's like to break out in a small group on the phone. And it's going to be totally random breakout here. But what we're going to do when we actually get the call series going starting tomorrow night is we're going to work on developing breakout groups by region. So when we have a keynote by me or my wife, Nicole, or you know, maybe Wendelin Bird will be here, or Kathleen Lockyer, or Paul Raphael, or Mark Morey, who knows? I mean, somebody from the movement will be holding forth on the Thursday night call on cultural mentoring, sharing a teaching, sharing a keynote that everyone will want to listen to. And then we'll talk about how we're applying that immediately as a real practical thing. And then we'll break out by region. And then you'll be in your small group talking to your neighbors about, oh, how might we put this together? And then, you know, we might come back onto the whole group call, and somebody in each breakout group will be a moderator, and they'll be sending information back to the center. We'll process that information. A second keynote might follow. And then we could break out for a few minutes in specialty groups where the people who are training the elders will show up with all the elders, because you can be broken out in two ways. Each person, when they register for the system, will be given both a local program breakout code and a specialty group breakout code. And, you know, somebody like Ken Clarkson from the Reich of Nature Department, when I listed the five specialty areas, he says, what happens if I'm wearing all five hats? Because I am. I said, well, you're going to have to choose one for a short period of time, maybe 3 months. We'll ask you to just wear one of those hats and get rooted. And we're asking people to sign up for 3 months because it really takes 3 months to get traction. And ideally, we want you to be in for a year. I'm making a commitment myself, John Young, personally, to lead this thing for 1 year and to show up as a keynote every single time I'm able to. Even when I'm in Botswana with the Bushmen, I'll get a satellite phone and show up for these calls, even if it's 2 a.m. for me, because that's what I feel about this whole thing. It'll be rare that I miss a Monday or a Thursday. The only reason I'll miss one is because I'm actually in the air and I can't get to the call. But I will often record a message before I leave, and it'll be played as a keynote, even if I can't be here to actually hear feedback live. But I'm committing to be on the Mondays and Thursdays for 1 year and 1 year only. I'm asking people to meet me there and to commit for a year with some people from your community, and they can roll in later. You know, we can have rolling enrollment. People can join as they need to. But I really want commitment from people to join me in this journey so that we can use technologies that we know are working here in California, that, you know, that Mark Saskia and the gang out in New England over there with the Vermont Wilderness School are also, you know, using the same technologies over there, and Dan is using the White Pine programs, and Evan is helping to lead in Athens and also in St. Croix, and same technologies that we've kicked off in various countries over in Europe. all throughout the Pacific Northwest, up and down California, all throughout the United States and in Hawaii. I mean, we know this stuff works, and we've gone into places that have had zero cultural mentoring going on, and now they have robust cultural mentoring communities with happy kids and happy adults and meaningful lives, and people are excited. And, you know, we've got the playbook, and we want to share it. But we know for sure that even if I wrote a book on it, I wouldn't know what to do with the book anyway. I mean, the thing that I see what's happening with people is they grab Coyote's Guide, they open it, they flip through the pages, and they don't know where to start. They don't know what to do. And so what we're offering here is, you know, the lowest cost possible that we're able to do right now to talk to you guys on a weekly basis. And some of you, maybe some of you are sitting there thinking, what if I want to do Monday and Thursday? You know, I welcome you for that, because I think the bottleneck will be broken fastest by the sheer number of people who are on Monday and Thursday. We can take up to 300 people in this system and no more, and we won't take more than 300 for now. And I think what we'll try to do eventually is regionalize this. And we'll start first for the Pacific time zone, and we'll invite our friends from Hawaii and from the Pacific time zone and from the Rocky Mountain time zone to join us in this first round. So we'll probably run a month or so, maybe more, with just that gang, 7 to 8:30 Pacific time. And then once we, you know, get that rolling and feel comfortable and our team is ready, we'll open up a Central and East Coast and Newfoundland time zone so that we'll be able to get 6 time zones going. And then we'll open up for the UK and Ireland third for English-speaking people. And then we'll open up a German translation section as well and offer it for the German-speaking countries, because we have a 7-year relationship with a lot of those communities over there. And what we'll do is we will then record one keynote in the morning, and then I will monitor 4 different time calls during the day. And that's what we're going to work on to regionalize this. And eventually we'll just hand off the regional controls to the biggest affiliates who are ready to handle it in their region. And then we will have broken a bottleneck. And, you know, I predict in 2 years, you know, we could have another 100 affiliates operating right off the call series. And I feel pretty good about that, because I've been testing this in small ways for the last 5 years. And then I think we've got it. You know, then we'll start setting targets, and each region will regionalize even more, and we'll have more and more stuff going on in more neighborhoods that are less and less expensive for people, so that people can show up at free events as a result of this in their local bioregion and have a meaningful nature connection experience without having to pay anything for it, while at the same time providing help and, you know, caretaking a forest or restoring a salmon run or helping a farmer harvest strawberries or whatever. But, you know, this is the spirit of it, and we've seen this, everything that I'm talking to you about right now, I've seen it happen. You know, I'm not talking about this theoretically. Everything that I'm talking about tonight, I'm talking about from direct personal experience, and I'm backed by many colleagues who are fully in consensus with me on what we are actually talking about doing here. You know, this program will be closely linked with the Nature Connection Mentoring Foundation as it grows. It just got incorporated as a nonprofit here in California back in April, thanks to Peter's leadership, Peter Slinska. And that organization will be working on scholarships and support for affiliates. It'll be working on providing Nature Connection programming and funding to develop products and services for a very wide audience, as opposed to a narrow, deep audience like we've been working with for the last 27 years. And all these parts and pieces will move together. But again, I reiterate that I, John Young, am committed to being here for 1 year, serving Mondays and Thursday calls whenever I'm completely not in the telephone free zone, you know, if I'm in the air, that's probably the only time where I won't be able to call in. But I'm even setting it up now that my travel days won't be on Mondays or Thursdays. And we'll get into this rhythm. And then we'll be running a 4-part weekend series and visiting bigger communities to run that series. And we will prioritize running these 4-part weekends for the people who are in this call series, because I think it's really important that you all get the direct face-to-face exposure with our team and learn these skills from our team, you know, in a high-quality way. And that's the vision of how all these parts and pieces will work together. And I'm going to ask now Dave to come on and let us know you know, what's happening. I think we have a hand raised, and I think somebody wanted to speak up. But what I'd like to do from here, ask Dave, you know, how realistic this is. You know, can we break out into small groups, Dave, and have people talk to each other in, you know, groups of three or four, say hi, and then some one of them can take notes and send us the feedback, you know, that way?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Then we'll have Deborah Lindsay also come on and talk to folks after the breakout's over. Want to give you guys the experience of the breakout. You can take turns speaking. This will be completely a random breakout. You'll end up where you end up. And but remember, in the future, we could break you out by zip code or, you know, by specialty. And that's what we'll be doing, you know, starting tomorrow night. And we will – this call has been recorded, Dave, am I to understand?
Yeah.
So we'll be able to send this recording link out here, Lee, and then send it out to folks, and you can send it to people who you're interested in hearing about what you heard tonight. Again, our goal is to get you to bring three, four, or five people with you into the call. And I'll tell you, after we get back from breakout, the kind of specialties I'd like you to consider looking into. Okay, so Dave, do you want to say anything about the breakout now?
Maybe. I'm going to put people in groups of four, and then my intention is to give you a little bell when there's 30 seconds left in your breakout to let you know to wrap up your conversation. Then we'll come back together, and people will be muted again, and John and the presenters will be mic'd, and we'll go at it like that. So I think that's about it. Let's get going.
All right, and about 10 minutes, we'll do about 10 minutes. So we'll give you a minute and a half each and a little sloppy space around you. So
sounds good. Here we go.
Let's go.
This is just a little filler. There was a 10-minute breakout, and then everyone came back. Stand by.
Are we all back again? I just want to answer a few questions that people have asked and get those right up. This particular program, the Nature Mentoring Certification Call Series, is called that because Monday is Nature and Thursday is Cultural Mentoring. What we'll do with you on Monday is we'll take you on a nature connection journey if you do the Monday call series, where we'll actually have a keynote about nature connection topics, send you out to do stuff in small groups, but also, you know, on your own time, in your own yard, in your own house, in your own neighborhood. Then breakout call series on Monday will include a story of the day where you'll be sharing your nature connection experiences with one another according to questions that we're all sharing. Then we'll bring you back to the whole group again. And that'll be the Monday call. Some people have asked, well, how is that different from Kamana? Well, it's different from Kamana in that we'll actually be, you know, live groups talking to each other. And if you're in Kamana, all the better, because you'll probably hear me say, well, if you're not in Kamana, you should join if you're on the Monday night call. And not that you have to, but, you know, Kamana will give you really great things to do and keep you moving on your nature connection journey. So that's what Monday night will be. And it will be a nature connection, essentials of nature connection, and keynote, breakouts, and great feedback stuff going on, where we'll be troubleshooting people's nature connection journey live for each other. So, for instance, when somebody's experiencing something, I'll ask, hey, would you mind sharing that with the whole group? And then maybe that next Monday night they'll be featured. I'll tell their story, or they'll tell their story, and I'll troubleshoot with them live on the phone for everyone to hear, because usually when we're working in groups and I solve one person's problem, I solve 100 people's problem if there was 50 people in the room, because they all know someone who that would help too. So it's much more efficient for me to put people on the hot seat and work that way. This we've learned again and again, both in Wild Lore and the Shikari Tracking Guild, and also I've heard that from many other call facilitators, that it's a very effective way to go. That would be the Monday night call. Again, the Essentials of Nature Connection call series. On Thursday nights, we have the Cultural Mentoring call series. Now, instead of, you know, nature connection, we're going to be talking about people connection. How do we develop robust, vibrant communities with lots of resilience, building connections between people and people, people and themselves? Whereas the Monday is doing people and themselves and people and nature, Thursday is all about people, people, and people and self. So we're covering the two arrows that Stalking Wolf talked about with Tom Brown, who talked about it with me, that half the journey is about nature connection, the other half is about connecting with people through ceremony or through community gatherings or, you know, whatever it might be, mentoring. So on Monday nights, people will be getting lessons in how to coyote mentor people through Nature Connection, because they will be getting nature connected through coyote mentoring. That's what we'll be using on the Monday night call. On Thursday night, we'll be focusing on cultural mentoring. There is no book to refer to yet. There may not be one for a few years, judging from how long it took Coyote's Guide to get written. So we'll be sharing our hard-earned teachings from the Mind of Mentoring, Principles of Art of Mentoring, How to Build Community Using Cultural Mentoring and Peacemaking on Thursday nights. And we'll be talking specifically about how we're going to apply them on a weekly basis, whereas on Monday nights you might be asked to go have a sit spot or wander around and look for berries or tracks. On Thursday, you might be asked to have a potluck or to go to a local, your local barn dance that you've helped to set up, or work with the parents in your community to do the following things to help their appreciation of nature connection increase so that they'll support their kids more, or that kind of thing. So Thursday is about building community, and the core routines are community building core routines, things that we know work. Now, some of you have asked, can I only come once a month? And because I can't make every Thursday night, definitely not. But I really want to check in with you guys at least once a month, because I really like being part of all this and feeling connected to it. What do you have for me? So we decided that we would open up one Thursday call a month, everybody. So one Thursday a month, which is usually the first Thursday of the month, will be the open community mentoring call. And it's just a way for our greater community around us to stay in touch. And it'll be keynote-driven with small breakouts that first Thursday night of the month. We're calling that one community mentoring once a month. But if you're in cultural mentoring, you get that call automatically. So you'll be there when the big community comes in. It'll be interesting for you, because we'll be talking about setup for the big group call the week before and doing debrief the week after. So in some ways, you'll be helping to facilitate the big group call just by participating in the smaller group calls on the other three Thursdays. So to sum it up and to keep it simple, Monday nights, Essentials of Nature Connection. Thursday nights, Cultural Mentoring. One, or you could do both. I want to tell you that it's a certification program because you know what we're teaching you. We'll be keeping track of the keynote material, track of people's participation and of the materials that they email into us and the stuff that they do on the website as part of their program, because we'll have an open live forum that we'll all see during calls through another software platform that'll support us, so that once you're enrolled in the program, you'll be part of an online private group that kind of works like social media, but it'll be private within the confines of that program and that time frame that you're signed up for. And that'll keep the conversations contained and also pertinent to those who know each other and help us all stay focused in our journey. So if you've participated in the year-round cycle, if you've been in for a whole year, then you've seen the whole cycle. You've seen all the moving parts and pieces of basic H. Shields cultural mentoring, or you've seen the basic pieces of basic nature connection according to Coyote's Guide principles. So you will be certified either as a Essentials of Nature Connection graduate or a cultural mentoring graduate via this call series. There's one other level of participation that gets a little deeper, and that is the moderator position within this program, where if, for instance, a group of six people come together, one of those people gets to come into the call for free, but in exchange for that, we really need them to help us. So we will train them separately to gather feedback and to have a separate meeting of moderators and trainers. And we hope that, in a community of six, that the one person who comes to us has already some experience in art of mentoring and other things. But if not, and you have a group of six and, you know, one of you just really wants to do it, you know, you have to kind of work together to figure out who gets to do that. You can switch your role. We'd like you to stay as a moderator for at least 3 months before we switch that role. So that's a slightly deeper relationship with the model. And then it gets a little deeper if you attend the weekend, the four-part weekends, where we'll get to work with you in person. You'll obviously be given preferential position in the workshop, and to fill the role that we call the acorn, which is the person, the people behind the scenes that use H. Shields Cultural Mentoring to run community events. that's what we'll invite you to do. So that'll deepen your work even more. How do we work with organizations? The early feedback I'm getting from more than one person, everyone has been fairly well, I've talked to about seven people now, and they've all basically said the same thing. It's probably not a good idea to let an organization join and then let people just join because they're in the organization, unless they're highly committed people. Because mentoring requires commitment on the part of the person on the journey. So if someone joins because their organization says they have to, for instance, you know, oh, my boss told me I have to do this, so I'm here, that's not going to work for us. It's not going to work for them. It's not going to work for this entire call community. We really need people who are here because they choose to be here. If you're a person who's already part of an organization like Wilderness Awareness School, Wilderness Youth Project, Reichus Nature, and you're wondering how this affects you or the Regenerative Design Institute, you can always join now. And if your organization joins, what we'll do is we'll give you a promotional code that will basically give you a discount on the next round. If you're in Village Builders training, and this is really exciting to me, that means you're local to California, or some of you have flown down from Portland for this. But if you're participating as a member of the Village Builders team at the local Getting Nature Connected series in Bonnie Doon, California at the Waldorf School, which happens the third weekend of the month, that's the program that my wife directs. If you're a member of the Village Builders program, you get this call series as part of it. And we need you to be on the call on Thursday nights as part of your training. So you will be actively participating in facilitating nature connection in your community by being part of the Village Builders training and the Thursday night calls. But Village Builders, you get the Thursday night call as part of your tuition. And that's the stuff that you need to know about this call. If you're thinking about Native Eyes, the Native Eyes program that we run here in California, we really will encourage you to be part of the Monday night call, and you'll get that call as part of your enrollment in Native Eyes. So Native Eyes people, if you're on this call, we'll see you on Monday nights too, and that's going to just really increase the surface area of my involvement on your journey of nature connection. It's going to make it much more powerful. You don't have to be there Monday nights. You can listen to the recordings later, but we encourage it. There's still room in Native Eyes. Native Eyes is an open enrollment program. You can come at any time for any length of time and have your participation prorated. And that's a program that I teach locally with Greg Summer and Molly Meyerson and other guests, where we go out and actually practice nature connection live the way Tom Brown did it with me as a kid. And love that program. You know, to go out in the field and actually explore and play in the way that it's done in Native communities and actually just experience nature and learn when the learning is hot as opposed to getting lectured at and shown principles. So the Native Eyes program is really true and faithful to the Methods and Coyotes Guide, and it's the only program that I know of that's being run specifically and directly only on coyote mentoring. I'm going to teach you the way Tom taught me, because that's what I'm promising. And that's all we're offering with Native Eyes. But if you wanted to have that peer experience, you know, you could jump in there at any point in the year. If you happen to be in California, hey, I'm going to be out there for 2 weeks. Can I join Native Eyes? The answer is yes. And we especially welcome you if you're on the Monday night calls. We'll be really happy to have you in Native Eyes as a guest anytime. Prorate your experience. You know, just pay a day rate, basically. And if you want to relocate to California for 9 months and do Native Eyes, great. And if you want to just come out for a month, do it, great. But that's the other program, Native Eyes, that is always welcoming people. And it's a small group of people, and there's a great group of instructors, and we have a lot of fun.
A question was asked concerning the moderator position. If you have five people in a group and the sixth one is free, are we responsible for getting those other five? And the answer is no. What we're really looking for is community involvement. We've created a concept called a pod, which is people who live in a region who are working together on the cultural mentoring journey or the nature connection journey, ideally both. So a group of people in your community comes together to be part of the call. So Deborah Lindsay talks a little bit about that here. This is the voice of Deborah Lindsay.
I don't know whether saying that you're responsible for bringing those people in, if we know that there are folks in your zone that would be good to be moderated, will hook you up with those folks. But we also know that it works really well when you have people who you know that could join the program, and then you're really going to be able to create the community that you're looking for. So it's a little bit of both. If we see that there's somebody in your area, we'll hook you up with them, but we would also encourage you to bring those folks that are already, that you're connected with, into the program.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Question, Courtney. I'd like to pipe in on that one, too, because I've heard that question before as well. You know, be creative. Do it the way you want to do it. You know, what we're really looking for is just community involvement and commitment, and we know that it's a commitment on the part of the moderator to have to do extra training and spend extra time, you know, sending notes to us and showing up for training calls from time to time. And, you know, it's just what it takes. And we want to say thank you to those people who are working hard in their communities. And you'll want to say thank you to them, too. And, you know, they're there for you as well as for us. And you as a little group of six people can decide how you want to deal with that free spot. The pricing is as low as we could possibly get. Yeah. We'll have a pretty robust staff working behind the scenes on this whole thing. And they have been working behind the scenes on this for more than a year. You know, I'm really super excited to, you know, look at what we're offering and just know that as somebody who worked at the Tracker School from 1978, you know, into the late 90s, I saw the power of an intensive, you know, that you might pay $800 for and then fly, you know, with another $500 in travel costs. And, you know, you're away from your family for 9 days and, you know, you burn out quickly because you have 3 days of lecture. You can't take another bit of information and you kind of shut off and you take notes and you record, but it's really hard to integrate that material afterwards. And I'm guilty of the same thing. I run Art of Mentorings and I run Mind of Mentorings and Bird Language Intensives. And, you know, we jam stuff at you guys in a week. I'm part of the, you know, permaculture design course teaching team. We jam stuff at people for 2 weeks. And all of us who are in the business of jamming information at people and charging a lot for that experience know that it's inspirational, it's transformative, it's powerful, but people don't retain most of what they hear in the space of that 7 days. And what I know for sure is that if I see you or talk to you once a week for an hour, hour and a half, and we build relationships, and you get to tell your story in a kind of a slow and steady wins the race kind of way, you know, the cost of this program ends up becoming a real bargain because you're going to retain almost all of what you get because you're going to get it in the context of things that you're applying right away. You're going to get it in small doses and in focused ways. You're going to get to apply that and talk about it with your friends and community. And then, you know, you're going to come back in the context of a big group and feel the power and support of the big group. And then every once in a while, you know, when you do come to an Art of Mentoring, it will be a really juicy experience for you. It'll take the intensive experience and raise it to a whole nother level because you'll have all these really great sacred questions from having done this in your own community. You'll show up with your notebook and your pen ready, and you'll be hungry for information that you won't forget because your curiosity will be completely piqued. And I know this, again, from the last 6 years of watching this model in action, working with intensives and ongoing trainings and back and forth with calls and things like that. It's just been a really powerful and potent combination. And it also allows me to have a family life, and I don't have to travel as much, although the next 2 years I'm not going to be spared that. I'll be traveling like crazy for the next couple of years while we begin to develop, you know, international network support for the movement for Nature Connection Mentoring. But I look forward to, you know, being able to be at my own sit spot, be with my children in our gardens, join our local pods for potlucks, and, you know, to see more and more of that happening and get to know the kids in my neighborhood as nieces and nephews and watch our children grow together in a healthy way and watch the adults find meaning and connection and find the things that they're searching for in their communities, coming together, celebrating, having fun, and saying, you know, this is great. I love hanging out with all you guys, and this is super. And, you know, that's what I want to see. And ultimately, you know, there's time and energy we have to sacrifice to make that happen. But I think, you know, it's like a little community college. It's like a continuing ed program. You guys are joining community college for nature connection and cultural mentoring. You can look at it that way. And you're taking one course in your local community college and having a good time at it. So I hope that you appreciate that. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but I do hope that we can make this work for you all. We really want to reward the people who do multiple layers of programming because they're going to help us move this bottleneck issue fastest. So we really want to support that. Oh, and by the way, we do offer this kind of support in everything we do. If you're involved in something, for multiple ongoing series, we'll keep lowering the rates for you. Like, for instance, if you repeat the call series, for example, and you can do that, there's nothing that says at the end of the year we'll kick you out, you'll get a reduction. And it will be significant. It'll probably be somewhere around 20 or 30%. And that way, you know, you'll probably end up as staff in the call series in your community in the future. That's what we hope for. So we'll keep trying to lower rates for people as they do more and more stuff because we need you. That's the bottom line. JohnYoung.org, contact us, is also another way to get information. And John Young is spelled J-O-N, no H-Y-O-U-N-G.org. You'll see this call series on the drop-down menu called Programs and Events. That's the bottom option there. Yeah, I think that's about it.
I got something quick. I'm so excited for the culture that we're co-creating here on this call series. I think that, you know, it's an exciting time to be involved, to work out the kinks. That's how we build community as well. And
when we do the actual Monday nights and Thursday night calls, you will know who's in your breakout group. So if they hang out, hang up, you guys can call them up and say, what are you doing to us? We wanted to. How dare you hang up on us?
I'm really excited that there's more moderators coming because it'll really help. And then it sounded like the notification when we're in the room that we're coming back to the whole group worked well. So I'll keep that going on. And, yeah, I'm just excited to meet you all and hear all your stories on here. Thanks for being here.
Super. And Deborah, do you have anything else you want to say?
I don't, John. I'm just really excited to have people get involved, and I'm looking forward to helping people with that process.
Super. Well, I am really looking forward to staying in touch with those people who are joining us in this call series. And, I'm super excited about what we're doing and ready to launch tomorrow. Remember, we're offering you 33% off if you join in the first three-month period, so please help us. Join us now and help us, you know, work this system into functionality for others, and, you know, we hope to see you guys down the road. Very excited about all this. Thanks for joining us and taking time with us tonight away from your lives to be on this call with us, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. And to all my friends and friends I haven't met yet, so great even to see your names on here and hear your voices for a few seconds. And I miss you all. And until next time, let's separate our minds and go back to our families and go listen to those crickets if you're on the West Coast here. Thanks again, Dave, for all your hard work, and Deborah and Carl, who's not here, but Josh, those guys, all the people who made this happen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
To reach Deborah Lindsay, please contact 8shieldscontact@gmail.com. That's the number 8, S-H-I-E-L-D-S, contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, @gmail.com. Thank you.